Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, when somebody is robbing banks, right? Yeah. Get a bank robber. Who do you call? Well, FBI comes to mind, right? The FBI?
Yeah.
So it's kind of alarming to learn that in addition to all their other law breaking, which we don't even have time to chronicle here, there's so much of it. The FBI, as Molly Hemingway of the Federalist just tweeted, the FBI is now robbing banks. Wait, what?
The FBI is robbing banks. Well, that's news.
Yeah, it's a great source of funding for the Department of Injustice and the FBI. Got to get money somewhere. Yep, they're robbing banks now. Literally robbing banks. This story is so unbelievable. There's a vault company, right? Safe deposit box.
Yeah.
A lot of people keep those. A lot of reason to keep safe deposit boxes. Very normal thing to do. And a lot of people, I mean, you know, will keep precious jewelry in there. They don't want stolen. Wills, cremains in there.
Yeah.
Things like that. So there's a lot of things you keep in safe deposit boxes. Okay. If you do not want the FBI to have what is in your safe deposit box, best not keep things in a safe deposit box. Here's what they did. This is coming to us after the raid of a Beverly Hills vault company. One of the owners of said vault company, there were 1,400 safe deposit boxes, was involved in nefarious and criminal activity with drugs and drug gangs and stuff, right? This is his stuff he was doing, okay? It has absolutely nothing to do with his customers who have contracts, who purchased or rented the boxes from him, okay? No connection of any kind. It's all above board, up and up, like any other safe deposit box company, right?
Right.
No problem. So here's what the FBI did, and this is becoming a massive problem because they are increasingly taking the tact of going into courts and lying to judges under oath. This is they have falsified evidence. They lied to the FISA court. They were censured for it. They lied to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on Trump. Kleinsmith was convicted for it. He literally doctored and falsified evidence presented to the court under penalty of perjury. Perjury is a felony, carries a five-year sentence. He's FBI, though, so he didn't go to prison. And this is beginning to happen more and more and more. So, I mean, I'm to the point where if the FBI tells me we have evidence on fill in the blank here, Trump, somebody, we got the evidence, that means nothing to me. I just assume they faked it. This is where we are with the FBI. So they faked evidence. They went to a judge to get a warrant to search the inside of this company and specifically told the judge that the target was the owner who had some nefarious dealings, drugs, laundering money, stuff like that. And that was it, okay? The judge was aware that there were 1,400 safe boxes that belonged to or were legally leased by people, private people, right? And the judge asks the FBI under oath, are you going to go into the safe boxes? They respond in writing, no, we are not. In other words, they lied. No, we are not. Just to make sure everything was on the up and up when the judge issued the warrant specifically says they are not to enter any of the safe deposit boxes. The warrant does not cover them, okay? He was so concerned again, he asked them under oath, are you going to go into the boxes? No, we are not. What do you think they did?
Something tells me what you're going to tell me is they went into them.
Yeah, they robbed a bank. They stole $86 million, cash, jewelry, and gold. Cracked open every safe deposit box. And not by accident, right? Not like they're confused or something. They spent 3 days opening the boxes. And they kept them. They kept the goods. They're now being sued in a class action lawsuit by a lawyer for the, with the Institute for Justice on behalf of 400 of the people. And what the FBI did here was so outrageous. They not only kept the money, that was only the beginning. They made video and photo records of customers' most sensitive documents, their pay stubs, their password lists, their credit cards, their prenuptial agreements, their immigration and vaccination records, their bank statements. They even took remains, human remains, from one box and cremated them.
Sounds almost like how the Grinch stole Christmas.
It's unbelievable. And if you want, they then began investigations of these people who, again, have no provable connection to the owners.
And that would be an illegal search and seizure to begin with.
Yeah,
and
this
anything
is,
about that would be inadmissible in any other regular court in a non-banana republic country.
It gets worse. Two of the people, Jennifer and Paul Snitko, had backup hard drives, wills, Paul's flight log. They went into the hard drives. They say they're kept their valuables in the vault because they live in a fire-prone area. It's California, so they let everything burn there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the FBI would not give them back the contents of their vault unless they signed papers submitting to an investigation. Turning over further passwords to their accounts. Again, they lied to the judge in writing under oath when they said, we have no intention of going into the boxes, and they did just that despite the judge writing right there in a warrant, you cannot enter the boxes. They have nothing to do with you or your suspect.
Good grief. This, you know, you don't want to believe stuff like this can happen in your country.
It's happening right in front of our face. It's just one outrage. It's day after day. Every day there's a new outrage from them. And what I wonder here is if what they're doing is looking for a new way to fund an expansion of the FBI by just simply scooping up private property and taking it.
Well, why do they need to do that? They usually have no problem getting money out of Congress for this.
I know.
All of that without a warrant. And of course, it makes you question our very institutions, doesn't it, Tara?
Yeah. Now, here's how bad this gets, okay? This was in 2021. This is June 2021. 3 months after the raid, word gets back to the judge. He's pretty pissed. He issued a temporary restraining order. Of course, as you know, court orders mean nothing to the FBI. Neither does lying under oath. U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner issued a temporary restraining order, stopping the FBI's attempt to keep the property it seized from the boxes. They were supposed to return it. And what do you think they did?
Oh, I'm sure nothing's happened.
No, they just kept it. Scaffed off the judge. Okay. So this is how they operate now. Court rulings mean nothing. Laws mean nothing. Criminal statutes against perjury mean nothing.
It's a dangerous precedent.
I like everything else they do. By the way, the good news with the FBI, because for so many years we've been saying, you know, where are the good FBI agents, right? And look, to an extent I get it, these people are scared to death. They will wreck you. I mean, we're talking about people who will lie under oath, falsify evidence. I mean, you turn whistleblower, good God knows what they'll frame you for, right? I mean, that's just what they did to Trump. If they do it to Trump, they're going to do it to whistleblower. I mean, it takes an incredible amount of courage to come out. And so I understand to some extent why you wouldn't, because these people are so utterly lawless. But here's the good news. You know, we have the FBI 14 whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 30 more additional, according to the New York Post today, ex-FBI agents have now come out by name to stand up and support the whistleblowers and saying the agency is being lost to political violence, persecution and illegality.
And where have you heard that coming from?
Right, Trump?
Here. Well, right here, too.
This is Ernie Tibaldi writing for the group. Former agents, it's time to stop the FBI from being the enforcer of a political party's ideology. Those are tough words. He's a retired agent from San Francisco. And again, they're backing these whistleblowers and going, yes, we saw this. It's bad. We need to reestablish the FBI as an apolitical and independent law enforcement entity that it always was.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, that's and, you know, the FBI, which it just cannot be a political persecution wing of the party in power. But the problem is, it's not the party in power. It's always on one side.
Yeah. And keep in mind, they're censoring social media now. We know that for a fact. They're persecuting people who criticize them on social media. And not in a violent way, in a normal, very First Amendment-oriented way that we've always been able to do until now. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting. Facebook censored FBI whistleblower Stephen Friend's wife. Did you hear about this?
No.
They took down her post, and they canceled her messages because she was trying to advocate for him. Keep in mind, the FBI, I guess, apparently still has control over social media. And so that was the last straw for Terry Turchi. He's another one of those 30, former deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division. He describes Friend, the FBI whistleblower, as a model example of what FBI agents nationwide should be. And this is very interesting. He was talking about how they're beginning to use these, you know, these SWAT raids, the shock and awe of it. They call the CNN van so they can film your destruction as they show up at your house.
Roger Stone about that.
Yeah. Or if you're a, God forbid, pro-life activist, they do a 30 agent raid on you. Listen to what he said. He said, listen, I was one of the team that did that took down the Unabomber. We went to go get him. Okay. He said, we didn't use a SWAT team on the Unabomber. He's a bomber, okay? He said, no real FBI agent would defend the position of using SWAT teams to arrest nonviolent senior citizens and others with political opinions not currently tolerated. He said he was 30 years in the FBI, 25 years in SWAT. He said he can count on one hand the times they ever used a raid. And he said it was for the absolute most violent of and deadly of criminals. And again, even the Unabomber didn't qualify. And now it's a raid all the time. It's a raid of Mar-a-Lago, pro-life activist. And he's saying it's got to stop. This is becoming an instrument of terror, the pre-dawn raid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. You heard Henry McMaster warning about what's coming this weekend. Looks like sporting events that are supposed to be held on Friday are going to be held on Thursday by the school system. So we'll see what's up with that as we're expecting the bad weather to head our way. And just keep in mind, when there's a lot of water, it's incredibly powerful. It just takes a few inches of water, and it'll pick your car up and move it right up off the road. And it usually takes it into deeper water because things go downhill. So if you can avoid being around, paying attention to the weather, end of the week, Friday, Saturday, living in the Charleston area, as I've told you many times, has really given me an appreciation for the power of water. People there, if you watch the Charleston news, they drown all the time in cars. And they get swept right off the road. And if you drive in Charleston, it's much worse there, obviously, than here. It's lower. If you drive anywhere, I mean, there's ditches everywhere. And I mean, a drainage ditch in Charleston can easily be 6 feet deep and does fill up when it rains. And that really is a problem for people who are not local and don't know how to drive in it. And man, you get that 2 to 3 inches running across that blacktop there, it'll take your car right into that ditch. And then you find that you can't get out of the car. Again, this is another one of those times to go and get one of those great tools. You can get it for about $12 on Amazon, and it's a window breaker. It's got that pointed edge where, the electricity has, in your car has locked up your windows. It'll help you break your windows. And you can get those as a combo seatbelt cutter, too. Because let me tell you what, these cars are digital now. And when the water fizzles out the system, well, now you're tied down, you're sinking, and you can't get your windows open. And you can die without one of those tools. Horrifying story I did on the air a couple years ago. It was about a guy. And his prom date was headed home. It was a bad storm. They closed the prom earlier to try to get home. And he was behind her. The doors were auto-locked. She was strapped in. He could see her, literally see her car. See her drowning. He couldn't get her out. So you can end up in a heck of a mess. Your car could become a prison for you. So, just a heads up. It's just good to keep that. It's a good thing for you dads out there. Get one of those for your kids. Keep it in your car in a place where it won't go flying. I keep mine in the, I don't know what you call that thing. Like you rest your arm on it, but you can pop it open. What is that thing? Like the center console? Because it clicks down. So, but it's not electric. So I could flip it up. Because that way if the car gets, if I were to run off the road, tumble or something like that, find myself in water, that thing's not going to go flying. I'll know where it is. I can cut the seatbelt. And I can tap the window. Those were critical for living in Charleston. But look, we still have low areas here, too. We've got swollen streams, and we're going to have a lot more of that coming to the end of the week. So this is a great time. What day is this? Thursday? It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday. Just a great reminder, anyway, to go ahead and get one of those on Amazon. They've got a lot of them. And that should be in every car that you own. And everybody in the family who drives that car should know where it is. Texture writes, does 106.3 have a plan when any of the talk show hosts are arrested by the FBI? Yeah, it's called Bill Frady. They'll probably pick him up right after. I don't know, they may pick him up first. No, I'm joking. No, we don't have a plan. We don't. I guess we all just figure, well, I figure when they finally get Tucker Carlson, that's when I'm going to check out. I'll retire or something. Texture writes, the judge should send some U.S. Marshals to arrest the lead FBI agents and hold them in jail until the property is returned. Yes, absolutely. That judge should. They're criminals. And then you know what the judge should do? Ensure that they are charged with perjury. They perjured themselves before the court at a felony level. Again. So as Molly Hemingway of the Federal said brilliantly on Twitter, the FBI is now robbing banks. Now think about this systemically, okay? Because they have falsified evidence in so many cases, including Trump's. And they falsified evidence in 3 of Trump's warrants. So they're very casual about this thing. They were censored by the FISA court for it. It's a crime. They should have gone to prison. Klein Smith actually was convicted. Look, if you're the FBI and you're looking at $86 million in some safe deposit boxes and you want it, why can't you go get it? No. I mean, this is where their minds are going now. Well, if we can frame the president of the United States, we can spy on him, his entire family, and everything he ever does. We can do that. Why don't we start confiscating millions of dollars? Why don't we do it? No one will stop us. And they won't. They won't. I'm waiting for a judge, any judge, to stop them. Stop the criminality. Stop the funding. Something. Stop them. But nobody has. I mean, what is amazing is when a judge actually issues an order, they just ignore it. They just ignore it. Of course, you know, then you end up with the problem. This is why the FBI needs to be disbanded, dismantled, and everybody fired right out of the building. The good ones, the bad ones, we can't even sort them out anymore. Because let me tell you why. When a federal judge issues a warrant or issues an order, as in that case, for those agents to cease, desist, and return the property they stole, and then they just gaff it off and keep it, they use that property to further harass the people they stole it from, because they did, they stole it. In defiance of the judge's order, who would the judge call? Well, what court is this? Federal? That'd be the DOJ and the, FBI. See the problem there? This is why all law enforcement functions must be returned to the state. They have to be. We can't do this anymore. Congress is afraid of them, and rightfully so. Afraid of the FBI. Look, when they are willing to manufacture and falsify evidence against the president of the United States and they get caught and they don't care, and the agents that did it, for the most part, don't get fired, or the leaders who did it aren't prosecuted for the crimes, well, you think as a member of Congress, you're going to stand up to them? How are you going to do that? You just end up with child porn on your computer, child porn on your phone. You get framed. They'll do it. They'll lie to the court. You have no redress. And so what do? You stay silent. And you just approve their funding. It's getting worse, folks. Every day it gets worse. Text to Ray Sierra. You can get that same multi-tool online with added features. It will break glass, cut the seatbelt, small flashlight. Oh, that's cool. And can be used as a handle to assist people getting out of the car. The handle feature uses a door latch and is very stable. Oh, cool. Text to Ray Sierra. Biden says Thanksgiving dinner is cheaper than last year. In this country? I guess they aren't going to have Thanksgiving in another country. I don't know what his gloriousness was talking about. Nancy Pelosi referred to him as a glorious leader. Biden says Thanksgiving is cheaper this year than last. Text to rates. Yeah, if you eat at a soup kitchen. Well, I mean, that is technically true. Text to rates here. Why can't we go after George Soros? He's the one funding all of the... Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but again, you're looking at FBI and DOJ. That ain't going to happen. Text to rates so they can just plant evidence in your safe deposit box now. Oh, yeah, anywhere.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Looks like Sharknado lives. Yeah. There is a video of a shark swimming in the streets of Fort Myers. Now, actually, what's happened here is, and it's the video, oh my gosh, it looks like a hammerhead. The water went up and then began to recede, so the shark gets stuck. So it's stuck in very, you know, it's a very small amount of water, but clearly is a shark broadcast live by the Weather Channel there. Holy cow. Unbelievable. So, meanwhile, in other disasters, the White House is hosting a meeting with other Western Hemisphere countries to coordinate migration. Now, this is not the kind of coordination we had under Trump, where we stopped the migration at their borders or else. No. This is to help them move through. This is to help them move through. Okay. Meanwhile, you got to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast. It was pretty epic. What I did was string together all the facts in one place because I can't fit them all into a segment about what has just happened with those Nord pipelines blowing. That's another weird thing that's been timed to Hurricane Ian. The Kremlin has denied blowing up its own pipelines, which, of course, it did not. You know, you got to love the U.S. government's position on this. Well, we don't know who blew up the pipeline, but also it was Russia. Look, folks, Russia did not attack its own pipeline. That is the stupidest regime talking point I've ever heard, and some of them are pretty bad. Look, Poland is out there, their former foreign minister, thanking us for blowing it up, okay? Everybody knows we blew it up. Or they believe we did. And look, Joe Biden and Victoria Nuland of the State Department warned us. And look, there's not going to be a Nord if they invade. The implications of this are huge, and it's not done. This is a terrorist attack. And as Tucker Carlson described it on Fox News, it is. And it's a terror attack against, I mean, we even had the head of the EU come out and say, EU, and says, I mean, clearly this is not a naturally occurring event. This was an attack. And it is. It's a terror attack against a nuclear-armed country who has not menaced us in any way. I mean, this is a new, absolutely new escalation, something we would have never dreamed of doing during the Cold War when we were actually in active opposition to Russia. Russia has done nothing to us. Nothing. And we have attacked Russia over and over and over and over. And I just want to warn you. I mean, I was listening to our news yesterday. And I was just like about to fall out of my chair as we reported as news. And it wasn't us. We were just running the wire service that we get from Fox News. We were reporting as fact that Russia blew up that pipeline with no real sourcing. And I hate to see that. Really had to grit my teeth. A lot of you reacted to it. And I'm sorry. This is what we do. We have a contract with them. We run it. But that is absurd. And I just want to caution you to be very careful about what you're going to hear between now and the election about Russia. And I want to remind you that you may like Russia or not Russia, like Russia. I don't like Russia any more than I like our government. They're both criminal oligarchies. Take your pick. Whose criminal oligarchs right now are, butting heads, yes. But everything, and this is what I want to remind you, everything, your government has told you about Russia for the last 3 years has been a lie. A total lie. Not only was it a total lie, the government astroturfed conflict with Russia, falsified it, committing many felonies in the process. We just covered that in the last segment. Lied to the FISA court, claiming that Russia had acted in a coup against the federal government, had attempted to steal an election, was in active, they believed, communication with Trump. And in order to create the appearance of that, they committed perjury at a felony level. They altered evidence and submitted it to the court. But I want you to remember how bad this is, okay? Because when you do that with a country like Russia, when you accuse them of a coup, when you know damn well they didn't do it, and we know they know because we have it written in the CIA director's own hand. John Brennan went to the White House in July of 2016, I can't say this enough times, and had a meeting with Barack Obama and Joe Biden. He flat out said Hillary Clinton had made up Russia collusion, her campaign was pushing it, and he wanted them to know that the Russians were aware of it and considered it a hostile act. And it is. You accuse a nuclear-armed country of a coup? An attempted coup? Are you freaking kidding me? Do you know how dangerous that is? But they did. And John Brennan was so concerned that that meeting would be recorded, he wrote notes about it in his own hand, that he had warned Barack Obama and Joe Biden that the Russians knew that Hillary had made up Russia collusion, knew that the whole thing was coming from her campaign, knew all of it. That the Russians were not happy about it. And I totally understand if Russia accused us of a coup in their election, it'd scare me to death. What are they going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we did do. And it's astonishing. And I want you to remember what these people are capable of and what they're going to tell you about Russia between now and the election when everything they've told you about Russia is a lie. And it was a lie designed not just to make Russia look bad. I don't care about that as much, but to control and terrify you. In the last months of the Obama administration, based on a lie that we now know Obama knew was a lie. We now know our CIA knew was a lie. We now know our State Department knew was a lie. We now know our FBI knew was a lie because the CIA briefed the FBI. In retaliation, supposedly, for this coup on our election, this communication with our president, this installation of a puppet, we rolled tanks up to the Russian border. Think about that. We rolled them there, and they stayed there throughout the Trump administration, including soldiers. Let that sink in, knowing the whole time everybody knew Russia was innocent. We menaced them with tanks on our own border, and the entire time, Vladimir Putin kept his head against a massive amount of aggression. So, you know, when he says, I've got to have a buffer zone between me and Ukraine, I get it. It is going to make the world safer from us provoking a nuclear armed conflict, because they're trying right now. And that's what the Battleground podcast was about. Folks, do you realize that we had a total of 65,000 troops in Europe in the middle of February when this whole thing began? Do you know we've been escalating, right? According to Washington Times and CNN, we're up to 100,000. Where are they? Oh, we placed them in the countries around Ukraine. That is a World War I, World War II level military buildup. So last week, if you've seen Putin was a little half-cocked screaming about nuclear retaliation, that's why. We're on war footing. We have them surrounded more than we ever have, although we've had them surrounded for quite some time. Putin is right to be terrified that there's no neutral zone around his border. He needs protection from us. He does not know what we're capable of, and I don't either. And now our government's saying Russia blew up its own pipeline. Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to file that in. Things I will believe, along with, you know, swamp creatures and Bigfoots. I just want you to remember, as you hear the news, I know you may not like Russia, that's fine, whatever, but your government has lied about Russia, menaced Russia based on those lies, put us at risk of war or conflicts with Russia based on what it knew were lies. Remember that, know that, and then ask, what are they capable of? And I don't think we know the half of it. And by what are they capable of, I'm not talking about Russia. I'm talking about our government. Texter writes, Putin is fighting the deep state soldiers in Ukraine. He's fighting the people pushing the one world order. They are. And they're literally out there giving speeches at the UN saying, oh, hey, yeah, online free speech is an act of war and it's a weapon of war. And we need to get rid of it. They're not fighting that because they're good people, these Russians. They're fighting for their survival against a country that made up accusations of a coup and then rolled tanks right to their border to menace them. I mean, what kind of lunatic menaces the world's foremost nuclear armed country besides ourselves? You got to be crazy. And you got to be plumb nuts. Anyway, the lines they just, somebody just hit, Russians spent billions of dollars on, billions of dollars to assure the flow. I'm supposed to believe they blew them up? I mean, it's bizarre. So please be very careful. This is not the end. This is only beginning. This is obviously the beginning of a new narrative from the people who told you 3 years of lies about Russia that put this country in danger of conflict with Russia. And they are more than happy to do that. In fact, I argue in the Battleground podcast yesterday, they are all but looking for World War III. And when you start stringing all the facts together about what's going on right now, it truly is scary. When you look at the military buildup there, that's gotten almost no attention. I mean, you go from 65,000 U.S. soldiers to 100,000, as the Washington Times reported. And they're not just hanging out at Ramstein Air Force Base, you understand. They have been put into position with equipment in the countries around Ukraine. Why? What's our national interest in Ukraine? Oh, yeah. Preservation of our democracy. That's how you know they're lying to you. We don't have a democracy. The scariest thing was Jens Stoltenberg, though, the head of NATO, who then announced that they have a This was in July as well. I did a whole podcast series on it. 300,000 strong fighting force positioned. They're mainly European and U.S. soldiers positioned around Ukraine. Do you know we had that? It's a powder keg. Why do we need that? Russia's not menacing us. They've never menaced us. We've menaced them, but they're not menacing us. Why are we messing with them? I don't have anything to do with them. And all the current conflict and problems in Ukraine started when Barack Obama's State Department overthrew the duly elected pro-Russian leader of Ukraine and then attempted to assassinate him in his car as he fled for Russia. Fortunately, he was using a body double. That guy's dead, but he's not. This is who we are. This is why Russia wants a border zone in between them and Ukraine. They're terrified. And they should be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.